Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I feel like I can play anywhere. Like, you promised that my senior year, got a number one pick, had to play with Cooper, he had to get most of the love. I was that facilitator for the big, getting everybody involved, doing a little bit of scoring, doing everything. So, like, I feel like I can play anywhere.
So that's Derek Queen. His name will be announced this evening at some point. It seems to vary. I've seen anywhere from like 6 to 15 as far as Derek Queen. Well, Beltway Ben, you are our basketball guy. When do you expect to hear Derek Queen's name announced tonight?
I think he goes over his number. It's 11 and a half. I just think that he drops a little bit. I think it's a mistake. I'm not a fan of the... There was a lack of competitiveness that was put out. And, like, where has he lost, right? And how, yeah. Like, I don't understand that, because at Montverd, he was there 3 years after transferring from St. Francis, won there, and was on the best team in the country senior year. Goes to Maryland, so coming off of one of their worst years in a while, they make the tournament. They advance to the second weekend because he knocked down a shot. So I don't know if, like, how competitive their workouts are, but, like, on the court, I don't really get the sentiment that he's going to slide because of competitiveness. I guess some people don't think he has a dog, but if you turn on any Maryland game down the stretch, it's pretty clear he's the biggest dog on the court.
Well, and there was a pretty experienced team, and he was the only young, I mean, they're all young, but he was the youngest kid on the team, and he was the only youngster who started and the only one who
really played
that much,
yeah.
Really the only one who played at all. And they were deferring to him and treating him like an alpha, like three games into this thing. So I don't buy that. Obviously, the combine could have gone better. And the lack of an outside shot, whether that's right, just executives who want to be able to get a good team who would love to get him in the teens, would completely tell every reporter in the world, he doesn't have enough range, right? I mean, so... how much of that is the kind of crap that goes on before a draft, and how much will that really cause him to slip from a kid who we thought might have gone somewhere 5 to 8 going mid-teens?
What about the conditioning part of it? Like,
I think that was pretty clear when he got to Maryland. But again, that's something you saw with growth, right? The first week at Maryland, you saw him grow on the court playing and a little bit less tired down the stretch. But again, you look at Derek Queen, like it's like looking at Jokic. Like, Derek Queen doesn't have the... physical body that, like, everybody's going to be like, oh wow, you know what he is. However, you also know the upside with Jokic, which is why they always called him Baby Jokic. One thing that is, I won't say concerning, but is probably pushing people away, he's 20 years old, right? He's a freshman, he's 20 years old, he reclassed. That, like, one league that age is so important is the NBA. Like, you just see it all the time with guys. If they are a little older, regardless of skill, they fall.
Could it almost be a blessing in disguise for him to go in the teens, though, where he's not going
Absolutely.
Into a position 15? Where the expectations
are... He goes to Oklahoma
are,
City.
Yeah, that's exactly. People are mocking exactly. him. 15 yeah. to OKC. Yeah. 15.
Yeah. yeah.
And then you were with Aaron Wiggins, who was also a Terp. One NBA Finals as a Terp. There were no Duke guys.
He and the guard from Illinois are the two who seem to be, like, legitimately... falling the most, right?
Yeah, but there's also, I was reading a large thing that there were some scouts on Jakachonis who said they did not understand how to use him. Underwood didn't really use him the right way. So again, like,
do you buy his lack of defense?
What'd you say?
Yeah,
I read some stuff. The whole team couldn't defend.
Yeah, yeah, I also was. We watched Jacoby Gillespie like getting his grill the entire game there and throw him off. And again, Jacoby Gillespie was awesome.
Tournament, holy moly!
But it's crazy that like a guy in Gillespie who's probably not going to have a great NBA run, a lottery pick was getting kind of clamped by him. So it'll be interesting to see. But again, Derek Queen, I just hope for a good fit for him. I mean, if he falls to 18, Wizards.
Well.
What could the Wizards get Ace Bailey and Derek Queen?
You would actually.
How about that?
I'm going to be calling out
Can
tomorrow.
Can you bet on that? Yeah?
You probably could bet on that.
Will you show up for want to bet? Most important priority.
He's going to be hung over from all the milk.
Oh, yeah. From milk hangover? Dude, if a gallon in 4 hours didn't get you, I don't know how. What's he going to do tonight that's going to get him?
That'd be 2 gallons.
I think, honestly, Ace Bailey would set me off. Right? And I love DQ. I've been pushing for DQ for a while. I would love to see the Wizards get him. But just... if they would have to give up a ton to move from 18 down, like, get Ace Bailey. And that's the scare now. The trade yesterday, the Nets get back a first. The Nets have 5 first-round picks.
Right, they can do what
they're not
want.
Taking 5 guys.
Right.
They're trying to move up to get Ace Bailey. So that's kind of, after that trade, I was like, oh, no. Like, it's set up right now. Tonight, we're going to see him go 3 or 4. And another thing that I hate, the NBA draft trades. A dude puts on a hat.
Yeah, and he gets traded
3 more times.
It's not official until the league year.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Stupid.
I hate it.
By the way, that John Fanta, for what it's worth, what Ben was saying, says that the Sixers are going to trade the 3 pick to the Nets, and the Nets will take Ace Bailey at 3. So
it's official?
No. But that's what he's predicting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like that just follows along to what you're saying. That the Nets aren't taking 5 first-round picks.
What are you hoping for your Sixers, Ken?
Man, if they stay at 3, I want Edgecombe. But I think they're going to trade out, and then I don't know, maybe Knipple, if that works for them. That would be good.
That would make Beltway Ben's night.
Knipple's the safest pick.
Depending how far they trade down.
Yeah, it's just stay in the top 5 if you want to take Knipple.
There's also reports that Paul George is going to be attached to any trade the Sixers make with the number 3.
Yeah, whoever takes that on can have fun with that. Jeez. What a joke he is. Talk about one of my most disliked people. Terrible human being and an even worse basketball player.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Interesting. Well, the Nets thing, like, I kind of like their bigs. Like, that would, like...
But how long is Claxton going to stay there?
Well, you can make the decision for him, can't you?
I don't know. I just don't know that... Like, and watching a lot of their games, they were very weird with how they kept him in. Like, it feels to me like there's a disconnect. I don't know. I just don't know that Claxton's going to be there forever. But again, these NBA guys are drafted.
Who the hell's
so
the
young.
Coach there? How long is the coach going to be there?
Fernandez, he'll be there. He took over Jody. Because he's a national team coach, too. I think he's a solid coach. But again, like, when you look at the Nets, like, how mad can you get at the dude running things when they're just, like, what do they have? Like, their team is just, pathetic. And again, that's why if you get Ace Bailey,
yeah,
and talk about shot chucker, bet his shot attempts in Brooklyn every game because he will be letting it fly. But again, like, I don't know. I just, after last night's trade, I think the Nets are all in on Bailey being that asset that they have.
What about the Wizards could move up?
They could.
They just got rid of Poole, so there you go. If you're looking for the designated chucker.
Now that CJ McCollum, real big. He's ruined the NBA himself with his NBA PA, whatever. I'm not a huge fan of CJ McCollum.
I can hear that.
Yeah. But again,
I wasn't a huge Jordan Poole fan. Yeah,
I was a Jordan Poole.
No, I'm not.
Neither am I. But he was. Yeah,
yeah. I was a Jordan Poole guy. I just thought he was good, but good leader too. We'll see what CJ McCollum.
Yeah, great leader.
Talk about teams. I was talking about the Nets. What were the Wizards going to do this year? And they played fine. All the young guys loved him. They beat the Nuggets twice down the stretch. They beat Miami at Miami. Bob hit a jumper that they asked, did you see the basket? And he said, I saw game. So, I mean, like, the Wizards are in the right direction. The moral of this NBA shoot around, the Wizards are exactly where you want to be.
Yes, that's the moral.
And one of Bet's taking over the world.
And that
domination.
But don't get him to curse.
I said it, not him. Yeah. That way we're good.
All that stuff.
Because I'm being facetious. He's being real bleeping honest.
By the way, were you aware at how aggressive the second apron was? Like, the Celtics have traded two guys. Because even though it was going to cost him $27 million in real dollars, it was going to cost him like $200 million.
Well, once Tatum's not going to be around, he kind of made a decision for him.
But I get that. But like, how aggressive that second apron is? It's just $200 million in tax. Yeah.
Talk about it. CJ McCollum's working on some of stuff like that. You can thank him for these. I mean, the NBA is in an awful direction.
CJ McCollum, not a milk drinker.
One of the things I enjoy most about Ben is what gets him going.
Yeah. Right? I will say, though,
CJ McCollum.
CJ McCollum does have a soft spot with me. Remember when he beat Duke with Lehigh?
Yes.
I was a kid. Like that
was
a huge
great
fan then. Until he made it so you can't build your NBA team with your draft because you got to sign everybody for $800 million.
By the way, CJ McCollum on his Discord talks about how it's easier to drink chocolate milk than
He'll be here for me too, like Kevin did before the show.
Hey, coming up next, thanks, Ben. Coming up next, it's best bet time here on a Wednesday. Tim Murray from VSiN, does he have any draft bets? And I'm sure he's already looking at some stuff for college football. Tim Murray joins us next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.